Monday morning, we shared a story about urban growth in Boise and the competing views over how to deal with it. Well, there's another community in southern Idaho that's feeling growing pains as well, just not as sharply. Frankie Barnhill has the story.
It's 7 o'clock after a long day of work, and Rudy and Sammy Ashenbrenner sit on their porch in Twin Falls. Their 8-month-old baby, Miles, is in his high chair next to them, while their dog, Hercules, runs around their backyard. The young couple were both born and raised in Twin Falls, but
when we graduated from high school, we thought, all right, see ya, Twin Falls, we're not coming back here.
After going to college out of state, they moved to Boise. They loved it for the breweries and the recreation opportunities. There was always something to do. But then Rudy was offered a good position as vice president of a land title company in Twin Falls. And as a physical therapist, Sammy knew she could get a job anywhere. Besides, Boise's housing market was climbing fast and traffic was getting annoying.
And at first we were pretty hesitant because we were in Boise and we loved it up there. But once we moved back, we just realized we were at a perfect phase in our life to be here. Things are a little bit slower pace.
Rudy is on the board of the Urban Renewal Agency. He says it's exciting to be in a community that welcomes his input.
It's easier to do in Twin to get involved with the community, join specific boards, and make the decisions to shape the community, whereas in Boise, it's so big that it's so much harder.
They bought their 5-bedroom house that they plan to grow into for $340,000. A similar house in Boise would have been much more expensive. Their lot is almost an acre dotted with big leafy trees. Since then, they've seen the value of their home increase, while other 30-somethings go through bidding wars on smaller places. Rui Gomes gets how some people might be frustrated by a limited housing market. He's with Wolverton Homes, a development and building company in the Magic Valley.
There's a lot of strain on the market, and we're trying to catch up as fast as we can to try to keep prices at a nice, reasonable rate.
The company has been building in Twin Falls for 25 years. Gomes says tariffs on Canadian lumber have driven up the prices. But even before the tariffs went into effect last year, the town was dealing with a housing shortage that put pressure on some buyers.
Realtors are coming to us and saying that we just don't have any inventory. We need new homes. We need new areas.
The company sells to people from Colorado, Arizona, Washington, and Oregon. And yes, quite a number of homes go to California transplants looking to invest in Idaho. People cite a number of reasons for choosing Twin Falls: access to health care, safety, air, and water quality. Although it's only June, Wolverton Homes has already surpassed last year's sales. But there's one major headache. The company has to compete with other developers in town for the limited pool of contractors.
Everybody's kind of draining the workforce and pushing and pulling.
A few miles away from the new housing developments dotting the map, Nathan Murray stands on the corner of Hanson Street and Main Avenue in downtown.
We're right in front of City Hall, and across the street from us to the northwest is the downtown commons.
Murray oversees economic development and urban renewal in Twin Falls. In the last 2 years, urban renewal money has gone to sprucing up Main Avenue's sidewalks and pavement, plus they added parking. A new City Hall just opened in December in what was once a department store. Next up, the city will soon convert an old thrift store on Main to one of downtown's first multifamily housing buildings. The first and second floor of the 4-story building will be retail and offices.
That's priority for urban renewal, is to kind of, right now that we have this infrastructure in place, let's get more people here. And there's developers that are out there looking for those types of projects.
He acknowledges that one downtown apartment building doesn't solve the town's housing crunch and says it's tough for families looking for 2-3-bedroom homes for less than $200,000.
Really, a healthy economy in Twin would have a mix of all of that. And right now for Twin, it's that kind of that missing middle.
But Murray says for the most part, the changes in Twin Falls have been sustainable. He points to the good-paying jobs in agriculture and food processing, along with white-collar positions. Murray says there's a positive future for people who choose to stay or move to town. And so far, the Ashenbrenners agree.
Now that we're back, I can't believe that more people aren't moving here. And we were surprised to feel that way, I think. Yeah. Don't you think?
I'm still surprised.
Still surprised. Every day we're like, oh my gosh, we love Twin Falls. We're going to be Twin Falls till the day we die, probably. And we love it.
Reporting in Twin Falls, I'm Frankie Barnhill for Boise State Public Radio News.